especially recognizing that this is Mental Awareness Month. And for our health and well-being, I thought it was perfect to do a guided meditation this first week. And what a wonderful idea. I am so passionate about meditation. People have always asked, how do you learn to meditate? How does it work? Well, I've been meditating since my mid-20s and I'm in my mid-50s. So I've been doing this a long time. But about 6 years ago, I was talking to people that were just so wowed by the meditation they were doing. And I really hadn't gotten there yet, this euphoric feeling. So I started looking into more and more transcendental meditation. And after about 3 or 4 months of doing it, I was feeling that wow, that inner peace and calmness. What other meditations were making me stressed by doing when you're supposed to clear your mind or think of something or focus on something or don't focus on anything. TM, transcendental meditation, is effortless. It's the opposite of any kind of rules. And maybe that's why I found that that was more beneficial for me. But anybody that is meditating, whatever works for you, meditation is just so important. With TM, you're just having thoughts flow in and out. And I'm going to do 1 minute of warm up, and then we'll do 7 minutes of meditation, and then 1 minute of warming out. But I just want to explain what TM is, so you'll know when we are actually performing it, what you should be doing. You cannot be lying down. So far, you don't have to think about anything, do anything, and all you have to do is be able to sit. You could be slouched, you can be sitting on your knees, your feet can be touching the ground. The only rule is your head can't be down. And the reason for that is because of brainwave activity. So as long as your head is up, that is the position that you're in. Some people use pillows and they sit on the pillow, maybe with their knees underneath them. Some people sit and they're cross-legged. Some people sit and their legs are under them with no pillow. And some people will put their feet on the ground. And you could do it whatever way you want. You can switch it up. But the most important thing is do not focus on anything. Do not try to stop your thoughts. And this type of meditation has been proven, and there's so many articles about it, and there's so many studies. It helps your heart. It actually protects your DNA. It's anti-aging, decreasing of stress, decreases blood pressure, and increases your brain health. It's an overall positive, healthy, long-term remedy and benefit. So whether you're doing it and you hit this really deep stage, or if it's a surface meditation, you're still getting the long-term benefits. And I've had meditations that I come out of and I'm just wowed. And I've had some that it was like, that wasn't so good, but it was still better than not doing it. Most of the time, you're going to try to have a 15 to 20 minute meditation twice a day. Now, I try as hard as I can to do that, but sometimes I'll have weeks that I just have three times, or twice in one day and then just once the other day. Sometimes I shorten them to 10 or 15 minutes because I just don't have the time. But no matter what you're doing, the overall effect of self-actualization of who you are and where you are is three times greater in this meditation and this meditative relaxing stage than any other meditation. So you're so self-aware during and after this meditation. It helps with sleeping. And it will help again with your overall power of your mind. And keeping your mind quiet, yet thinking. And I know that I'm using very opposite words, but that's what this is. So this was life-changing for me. And I just need to go through, besides sitting up, the only other thing you're going to need to do this is either a sound, a vibration, or a word. And in TM, these are called mantras. Now, I went to a program and they give you a mantra and you get that mantra for life and you don't share it with anyone and it's yours. Today, so we could just learn how to do this, let's use the word REN, R-E-N, REN, REN, REN. And you don't need to be focusing on saying it over and over again. You're just going to be floating in and out. Sometimes you can focus on other things. It's important that the word have no significant value to you, so you're not focused on it. So it needs to just be a sound or a word. And I am going to, because TM, you're not supposed to be talking at all. So I am going to bring in wind chimes when we go into our full meditation. And again, this mantra that we're using today, you know, you can use this, you can end up going and getting your own mantra, but it's a flowing of in and out, thinking of the word, and then a thought comes into your mind, let the thought come in, let it surround you. And when you feel like that thought is now overbearing or taking over, go back to your mantra. So for example, I meditated this morning and I was saying my mantra and I said it over and over. And then all of a sudden I found that I was thinking about the program. What am I going to say? How is this going to come across? I went through all of these thoughts last night and it sort of bound them together this morning and helped me in a way to restructure this, to add in the chimes. Well, then I realized I was being overpowered by the thought. I went back to my mantra. And when you have that thought come in, as soon as you're realizing that the thought's overpowering and you go back to the mantra, that's when you're releasing the stress, when that stress is coming out. And then you flow back in, and then there might be another thought. And if you don't have any thoughts, that's good too. You're just there and you're letting your mind go. You're letting your mind think. I'm going to go through a 1 minute that I'm speaking. And then as soon as you hear the chimes, then I'm going to ask that we all be quiet and we'll go 7 minutes. And then you'll hear me again to bring you back out. So the first thing I'm going to ask everybody to do is stand up, stretch out a little bit, move your neck side to side, back and forth, relax your arms, relax your legs, and then decide where you want to be. Be comfortable wherever you are. You could be slouched a little, you could be sitting, you can sit straight up. Again, you find a place so long as your head is up. And I want everybody to take a really deep breath and then release it. And again, and release. And wherever you are, you can close your eyes. And if you're comfortable, you can keep your eyes closed. If you don't want to, you can open them. Remember, our mantra is REN, REN. Now decide what you want to dedicate this to. This beautiful day, to the sun, to the fact that we're here, that masks were removed today, whatever it is, just a happy and a good thought. And then put your hand somewhere, wherever you're comfortable. You can put them on the side. You can put them in your lap. You can put them on your desk. This is about you and you being comfortable. Make sure you don't have any expectations. I don't want anybody thinking, I want to get something out of this. Just clear your mind, let things happen. Feel like there's a string connecting your head, like you're a puppet, and your head is up, and you're breathing again, in and out, in and out.
Thank you.
And breathe. Slowly open your eyes. Move your neck. Keep breathing. Let everything flow. Breathe in. Feel the breath in your chest. Breathe out. Feel your fingers. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feeling the top of your head. Your eyelids. All the way down to your feet. Make sure that today you have a lot of water. Think, relax, breathe. Thank you. Everyone have a great day and enjoy the rest of this week in your meditations.